Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Leon LeGray podcast. Now we are in episode 158 of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in as always. So before we get into sponsorships, and I wanted to let everybody know about this, that I have a huge or a big announcement just to make, that my podcast, it's going to be on video, and I'm going to be bringing it out on video. So I'm going to be doing this podcast live again, and this time I'm going to have it streamed on Twitch this time and bring my podcast out there. So this is one thing I've wanted to do for some time, and I figured I wanted to bring this out there too. So if you prefer watching me live, or if you want to ask any questions, you guys may do so. In fact, once I am done recording, I'll have all the recordings straight through on and up on YouTube and on Odyssey, if you choose to wish so. And if you don't have time to watch me live, you guys most certainly can watch me through YouTube and Odyssey. So starting next week, I'll have my channel up live every single week. So that being said, I will have that up live for you guys if you wish to watch me cover the stories live on air as well. So that's something I wanted to do. And also, I know there are people that prefer watching podcasts over audio as well. So that was one of the reasons that sort of influenced me to do video. I pretty much shied away on it because I'm not real comfortable doing it on live. And when you're on doing stories on a live segment, you pretty much have to do this on the spot. But however, since I feel much, much comfortable going through this podcast live, and I've been doing streaming live for video games up on Twitch, streaming video games for about once a week, and then now I've been streaming for now a couple weeks now, which to me, I feel very confident. I feel very, very comfortable on putting myself out there now, since I figured, you know what, there's a lot of people that wants to watch me live. So, and I figured, let me just do that and pretty much spread my podcasts out there, because I know there's a lot of people that prefer watching live for tons of reasons, and that's fine. You know, I figured, let me just get myself out there, because I know there's a lot of content creators that put themselves out there and said, and one of them said to me, you know what, I love watching podcasts. I prefer to watch podcasts over audio. And so, you know what, I figured I might as well broaden my horizons a bit and go on video. And that's what I'll love to do. And I figured, heck, why not? Let me just go ahead and put myself on video, which is fine by me. So either way, I will have that video content creation up by next week. So that will be perfect from that point on too. I know beforehand, I wasn't really comfortable on doing live stories. And now, since I'm much more confident on going and talking about my topics live on Twitch, and that's for me, I figured, let me just do this too. To me, I rarely do any editing, and I would just love to just go ahead and just put it out live there too. So there'd be very, very little editing through live content. Mostly if I have to transfer content through my PC, through Mac, that's what I'll do for sure. Even though my content will remain audio as well, but however, if I ever receive any good comments or feedbacks on the podcast through video coming from YouTube or Odyssey, you know, anytime I have it uploaded, then, you know, I'll still continue that format. So I'm going to give it a try, see where this goes from here too. So starting on next week by Monday, I'll work on new stories by then and go from here pretty much. So that's pretty much my announcement for what I have to say about video streaming my podcast and then having my recording up next day on the following day from that point. So before we begin on our main stories, let's get right onto to the sponsorships that we have for today. So today's sponsorship, as always, is Scooch Case. If you've not heard of Scooch Case, I love the case. I love the design on it too. It is an amazing cover case for your phone. It's designed really well. It's a hard plastic. You can even get a Scooch Case from a design of your choice. And they have tons of designs for iPhones and different types of Android devices, especially with manufacturers like LG, Samsung, and much, much more as well too. And Scooch Case is an amazing brand. They've been around for a couple years now, and I enjoyed the product as well. They contacted me. I got my Scooch Case from them, and Scooch is a great, great investment. So if you're looking for a case for your own, it is not as expensive as the OtterBox. To me, I think OtterBox is ridiculously expensive. It's just a terrible, terrible an expense right there too. But right there, I definitely enjoy the Scooch, and you guys should check it out. Next on the list is Zennies. If you don't want to work on your computer for a long, long time, Zennies is the right place to block any blue lights. It's a website that I've used a lot. In fact, I have Zennies with my sunglasses. It blocks anti-blue lights, which is super amazing. Whether you're working, gaming, or whatever you're doing, it is an amazing, amazing blue light glasses. So go ahead and check out these anti-blue light glasses from Zennies. I'll have the description down below. And as far as I'm aware, you guys should really check it out if you're working long hours on your computer screen. That's something I definitely, definitely recommend. So anyways, guys, let's go ahead and begin the show. All of my sponsorships are going to be down below on the show notes, so check them out. And by the way, I wanted to let you guys know that check up on ExpressVPN. Please, please, please check up ExpressVPN. You will not regret it. Good VPN service. I've used it at one point, and I love it as well too. If you use the custom link down below, that way you're protecting your privacy, and you will be helping yourself out as well too. So with that said, let's get right down to the main show of today. So it's going to be a doozy right here. So I hope you guys enjoy it too. Please let me know your feedback. On today's show, on the Leon LaGrave podcast, I want to go ahead and cover up a few topics which was been talked about since last week. And last week, it was about podcast descriptions and what I feel about podcast descriptions. So podcasts, platforms such as Apple and Spotify, just to name those two right off the bat, and how would I feel about having my listeners pay for subscriptions? And there's a point of me, and for me right here, I don't have a big audience, and so to me right there, I don't see the point of signing up for audio podcasts. And to me, I prefer just giving my an option for people to listen to audio freely without having to charge customers extra. Now, if it comes to extra content that I make on the side, and let's say if I grow, I'll probably consider it though. Though I don't know if I want to give up my works and to Apple like that too, because at the same time here, I don't know who's going to pay for extra just to listen to a podcast. I've always known podcasts of being like a free form radio for off, pretty much it's like radio but for offline listening. And to me, I just don't feel very comfortable having to let others pay extra for podcasting. And I, not that it's something that, to me, I'm kind of against. This is where I have my side on podcasting, for paid podcasting. For one, it's not going to benefit small podcasters like me. And to a side right here, it's, you're not going to make money, really. So to me, it's just not worth it at the moment. It's just not. Because to me, I like to give my content out without having my listeners just to pay extra. Though, if you guys are into extra content, I wouldn't mind doing it. But I just feel that all I'm doing, putting my podcast in subscription mode, is probably just, well, there is nothing wrong of paid subscriptions. I mean, there are music subscriptions for music on that sense, but for podcast subscription, I mean, there has to be a benefit why you would want to do it. Now, unless if you're trying to put paid podcast subscriptions for supporting a podcaster, that's one thing right there too. And now if, let's say, for instance, like, I know that there has to be a way and to benefit the listener in order for me to make content that they want me to make, right? And I'd love to, if I were to do podcast subscriptions, there has to be an incentive of why I want the listener to pay for my content. And probably if there was like a tier system, probably so. And what kind of subjects I want to talk about. That's one thing I would do if I were to enable paid podcast subscriptions. Again, I don't think I have a big enough audience to incentivize myself to do it. And to me, that's just not worth it. It's not really, really worth it. At this point, it's just like, why? And I'm sure there are many people who kind of look differently about it too. But again, you're giving your work to Apple and Spotify. And plus, if you're going to have paid subscriptions through these providers or these platforms, of course, you gotta look and read through the terms of service of how come you're gonna give your work out like that too. Again, there's plenty of reasons why. Plenty of reasons why anyone would do it. But if you are a podcaster like myself, or going to become a podcaster, I mean, this wasn't like that like 12 years ago, right? Or 15 years ago with podcasting. I mean, the whole paid subscription is fairly new. And for a lot of people, I think they're trying to do that so that way they can give an incentive for creators. And I think a lot of podcasters are having a hard time with the ad portion of it too. So that's one of the reasons why. And at least it makes it easier for podcasters. And I do believe that a lot of podcasters should be paid for all the hard work that they do, the recording that they do each week, all that stuff. I don't think there's nothing wrong about that too. Now, again, I haven't dig deep enough about podcast subscriptions that well. I've heard that some people are down to doing it and others are not, because you're definitely putting your work out there for Apple. And plus, if you are a worthy content creator, let's just say, and for instance, like a Joe Rogan Experience, now if you want to listen to him, you have to pay like Spotify Premium in order to listen to Joe Rogan on Spotify. And so that's where it all comes down to too. If you want to listen, you have to pay for his content. And it's not like on YouTube, that on YouTube you would have to go ahead and watch, go to his channel and watch it. And there's no cost on that too. But however, monetization on YouTube is not what it used to before, like 5 or 7 years ago, where it was a completely different world back then too, where any creator were able to monetize their work on YouTube And now it's become fairly difficult with the apocalypse, so on and so forth. And that's where I think this may be beneficial to those who are podcasting. And I know that if you are starting as a YouTube creator, there are some benefits if you want to monetize, but again, you have to work your ass up on YouTube. And again, YouTube has been very, very shady, and I just don't know how it would feel of putting my own content. But again, do I put my audio content up on YouTube? Yeah, I do. But again, I don't get paid to get paid by Google for posting stuff like that too. I mean, I used to get paid on YouTube for very little minor things, right? Up on my videos from my past videos. But now the rules have changed on YouTube. And so now that's why podcasters like Joe Rogan decided to go through Spotify. I think he pretty much shook hands with Spotify on that too. And to me, that's one thing as well. I don't want to go and give my works away too, because by the time you sign in a contract or sign it with someone, you know, right, you're locked in for good. So that's something you have to think about while you're doing or putting yourself out there or putting your podcast out there. So that's one reason why I'm not going to release my podcast or sign a contract with Apple or Spotify for those reasons. Even if it was like someone like Google, I wouldn't even take it. I would not. And they would have to give me a valid reason why. Plus, I like to have my podcasts on pretty much on every channel. Post my RSS feed on each platform distribution and have my podcast listened everywhere else, especially like on platforms like Pandora or iHeartRadio. To me, I like to give more and more choices to people that want to listen to me. So, but that said here, what are your takes on podcasting? Love to know from here on too. So right now we're going to get onto a different topic, which is digital health passports, which I know that is a controversial topic I've been hearing for some time, something I want to get over right now. And so the topic, which vaccine passports, has been a very growing thing right now for now several weeks. You know, the first time I've heard about vaccine passport was last year. And, you know, a lot of people would dismiss this as a conspiracy theory, right? And how bad this was going to be. And everything like that too. And then a lot of people shove this as a one big conspiracy theory. And to me, if this was true, this will be very terrible, very, very terrible for people to, for one, ID vaccination, digital vaccination IDs would not work. It just won't, because of the fact that there's a lot of medical information that will be exposed to people. And why would anyone want to take the mark of the beast? And why would I ever go ahead and take the fucking jab when it's not really tested or regulated? And proven on this as well is that this is not a jab that is pretty much has been FDA passed. And to me, this is not about vaccine hesitation. In fact, for me, I've talked this with 200 people in real life. They've taken it because, well, one guy has gotten sick because of a daycare employment, and the other one, it was an older man that I know, and I respect both of their decisions for doing what they're doing. They're still fine. For me, however, it is very much not tested on FDA tested. In fact, there's people that has gone sick with the vaccine, or in fact, they've pretty much been paralyzed right from the waist side down. So that's one thing. I see is very, very experimental. And that's where I think it's something, it is not even safe. And why am I going to be convinced or have these so-called professional tell me that it is safe? But I do want to get into the topic on digital vaccine ID. And this is going to be a hard one, a doozy. So this is going to be a warning. So there will be some languages. So I want to warn you in advance that this is going to be very opinionated. And how I see it is going to be very strong language coming up right now. So vaccine passports pretty much has been talked about in several news outlets. And for one, if you want to travel, you have to take the jab. And then also, if you want to travel, you have to go and have the digital vaccine ID. And in fact, WebMD, what this publication that talks about this, which says here, a vaccine passport is proof that you've tested negative for or been protected against certain infections. It can be digital, like a phone app, or physical, such as a small paper card. You can carry it with you and show it if required, like before you go into the office, board an airplane, or visit a restaurant, movie theater, or gym. So that right there is a lot of wrong about the vaccine IDs or the vaccine passports, which something needs to be said. And for me, however, I don't even know any closest friends I know that passed away on the coronavirus right there too. And I'm sure there are people that will say that, oh, you know, I know this that passed away, and people are going to buy this and say this is very, very necessary. To me, I find a lot wrong about the ID, because for one, there's going to be a lot of privacy concerns on the vaccine IDs and how effective this will be for going on in the future privacy-wise. And to me, there is no way, if you want my opinion on this, no way I'll ever take the freaking jab. No way. In hell, I won't. And to me, there are certain reasons about this. I think a lot of people will not buy it. In fact, a lot of people, especially in the UK, there's been a big protest. I've been watching the big protests, like anti-lockdowns protests that's been going on in the UK. 1.3 million people marching, while you had the fake stream media saying one thing, saying that, oh, this was just a few hundred thousand. While that is far from the truth, that's certainly not true, however, because actually there has been people going against this for good reasons. Obviously, this is a very huge privacy concern. And if you ask me, I don't think this is going to work. Absolutely not. And in a nutshell, they're going to end up pushing the vaccine passport more and more right there too. And so continue on WebMD as it goes, which says, as the new COVID-19 pandemic continues, the idea is that with a vaccine passport system in place, companies could fully open for business to anyone who shows proof of vaccination. Countries might resume international travel without requiring quarantines. This would help boost economies while limiting the spread of the disease. So I've looked at it this way. I don't like what this is going on. In fact, there's been very good doctors has been reporting about coronaviruses. In fact, the coronavirus hasn't even killed that many people, despite what they're telling you on television. And in fact, I don't believe on taking this, because for one, I do care about my privacy. And this is just another lockstep to use these vaccine passports to know where the hell you are, and if you've taken your regular shots, whatever, right there too. And to me, it's just very much unbelievable how they're doing this passport just to strip away people to, if you don't have the ID or the vaccine ID, you cannot travel. To me, that's just awful right there. What is going on? And to me, the World Health Organization, I should just put it, there's no accountability. And here in my country, still funding the World Health Organization, which supposedly supposed to do good. And very much so, there has not been any good whatsoever, too. And despite what you hear, and here we are, a year and a half later, I can't believe this. What's going on right now? They are still closed internationally. There's countries in Europe still closed for U.S. citizens. However, it's going to be only open to for people that have gotten vaxxed. And for as I've said on a more personal level, but never made it publicly, I'm 100% against the vax. I will not take the vax. I do think it is very, very dangerous. People have got hurt from this vaccination, and I will not take it. And the U.S. health minister, whoever his title is, Dr. Fauci. In fact, there's been big, big senators out that have questioned him about this. And I do applaud Senator Rand Paul for questioning on this too. And he's questioned him like actually several times. And there's actually been a video, very famous one right there too. And I'll have the link down below. So if you guys are interested in listening to the hearing, it is very good hearing. There's been a lot of evidence against Fauci, and especially what Rand Paul have said, that the double mask that he's been using is just that what he's been parading and showing for. To me, the mask doesn't help a lot. There's been pretty much a lot of evidence of being actually a lot of good doctors that are talking about this as well. And it's not that I'm a science denier, but however, this right here, I mean, if this virus has killed everyone, then why should anyone go for the vaccine passport? You know, and you know, this is just very, very scummy. I just do not like where this is going, especially. And now let's just say for the vaccination passport, and then people would have to renew on the jabs, make sure that that their test has to be negative at all times, and especially with the PCR testing. In fact, the PCR testing, I think there's been senators and people have talked about this, is that the PCR testing doesn't even show those the numbers accurately. Because in fact, a lot of doctors have said this, is that the PCR testing is not 100% correct. And even if you are very, very good, your health is fine, everything like that too, how come would you want to go ahead and take out the jab if you're a very, very healthy person? And that's just a question I'm thinking. Why would anyone in their right mind, very healthy, want to take the jab? Well, if you are okay physically and doesn't have the sniffles, you know, right? And if you do have the sniffles, and people, if you are sniffling, then that means then you're just going to have to take it. And because a lot of people are just afraid that that you're just sick or you have coronavirus, you know, and people are just assuming that without even knowing, which is absolutely insane. Look, I've been very, very good for a whole year, and no one has even talked about the flu, and pretty much the flu has been defeated. No one has even talked about what has happened to the flu, and even from last year, the flu has already been combated. And then here you are, people talking about coronavirus. This coronavirus is probably the worst thing And absolutely, that's not even truth. This is beyond what I've been hearing about this right here too. And this is absolute nonsense. And to think that you should take a U.S. government doctor like Dr. Fauci as gospel. And this is pretty much how people are taking this. It's just a huge cult. Why would you want to take something that you don't even know what you're actually taking onto your body? Absolutely. Disgusted by that too. And here people are not even thinking what would do to them too. And let's just say if you could not walk the next day after you take your jab within less than 24 hours, Pfizer, Mandura, or however you say it, right? In fact, there's been proofs of blood clots with AZ with the AZ jab, which was administered right in the UK, right? And I know in my country, in the United States, they had to stop taking the AZ shots what does that stand for? AZ? I'm just going to call it the AZ jab, which what I've heard was that they stopped administering it in the United States because it was proven that it was giving a lot of problems to people. And here we are. We're going to give out these experimental treatments that hasn't been proven and to work with a lot of people too. And in fact, I know that there's people that are still around, still healthy after taking it too. And let's just say if you were to get the next jab, whatever, right, for travel, then what happens? What happens then? What happens if you cannot stand up after your second jab? There's a huge, huge problem with that too. And that's why I never encourage anyone to take it. But if you're willing to take that, that's up to you. That's your choice. Whatever. Your body, your choice. And I've already made my choice. In fact, I will not take it, ever take it. So that's the bottom line right there too. So yeah, so that's what I'll say about it too. And I know I will definitely get pretty much put a more extended topic on it because I know it's a very long topic and there's in length right there. I know it's a very controversial topic, and I would definitely go into much more in a more lengthier topic, not in this episode, but probably in a next episode. I will talk about more about digital vaccines, the damage it will do to privacy, so on and so forth. So I wanted to go ahead and get into a much lighter topic. So as very many of you that don't know or listening to this, I am going to be doing a birthday stream on May 29th. For my 30th birthday. So I'll be doing a Twitch stream coming up right there. So if you guys want to join in for tons of gaming, retro games I'm going to be playing later on that day. My stream will be a 8-hour stream. So if you guys want to check out my stream, you guys are more than welcome to hang out and talk to me, chill with me, play some multiplayer. In fact, I'm going to be getting onto Apex and a little bit of Valorant on my birthday. So if you guys want to come and join, you guys are more than welcome to hang out if you like. So that being said, I just want to go ahead and announce that on my podcast. So my stream will be up on Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you guys want to join me on my birthday stream, I'll be very happy if you guys join me and hang out. That'll be pretty super. So, but that said, thanks so much for taking a listen to the Leon LaGrave podcast. I know the ending of that subject was a little bit darker, but however, that was my issue with digital vaccine IDs and how this is all comes down to as well. So that being said, I hope you found this information useful or entertaining, why not too. I like to hear what everybody has to say. Let me know down in the comments, what do you think about digital passport IDs, or what other commentary you have to say. Please put a review on your favorite podcast platform of your choice, if it's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, whatever it is. Love to hear your opinions down below, and a review would be super nice. So that being said, thank you so much for taking a listen. Thanks for listening to Leon LaGrie Podcast, and I'm out.